SBS Radio.
Ayan, makakapiling po natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino upang ibahagi po ang kwento ng kanyang buhay at ang kwento ng kanyang pamilya, si Ernie Iradiel, na 21 taon na nandito sa Australia. Magandang umaga, Sir Ernie.
Magandang umaga, Claudette.
Maraming salamat din po sa inyong oras. Alam ko busy po kayong nagjo-juggle ng inyong time kasi nga po meron din kayong kids o mga anak na hinahatid sa work nila at sa school. At syempre, busy din po kayo being a full-time minister sa Connect City Church.
Yes.
And your wife is working as a full-time nurse. Kailan po kayo pumunta dito sa Australia?
Actually, 2001, September of 2001. Kami nag-alive dito sa Melbourne.
Anong kwento? Bakit kayo napadpad sa Melbourne?
Kasi in isang church na tinutulungan kami sa Pilipinas, they invited us to come and help the church. So that was actually 1999 yon. Tapos after 2 years, talagang bumalik kami rito and with my family. So doon nag-start na nandito kami napunta sa Melbourne.
So dito na po pinanganak yung dalawang anak mo na 17 at 18 years old.
Indeed, they are both made in the Philippines.
Ah.
In the Philippines.
Sanggol pa lang sila nung dinala niyo dito.
Oh, yung youngest ko was only 4 months old nung dumating kami dito. Tapos isa nearly 2 years old.
Naging struggle po ba o hamon yung mayroon kang dalawang sanggol na dala dito tapos sa isang bagong bansa ka po?
Yes, actually, get lots of struggles because we are adjusting as a couple. Like, adjust pa kami, tapos adjust kami with the new environment, new country. So, ang dami namin adjustment talaga.
Very successful ang marriage niyo. 21 years na po kayong magkasama ng iyong asawa at lagi pa po kayong nagde-date at sweet na sweet pa po yung inyong pag-iibigan. Ito yung isang struggle po ng mga Filipino dito kasi buhay po dito sa Australia, work, hindi po ba?
I know, yes, work talaga.
Nahihirapan silang magkaroon ng quality time with their loved one or with their partner. Ano po bang payo na maibibigay niyo sa kanila?
Ah, okay. Kasi, pag sinabi mo kasi love, it's a commitment, no? It's also intentional. So, karaniwan kasi ang daming relationship talaga na nabubuwag because actually yung factor na nakaapekto dyan is yung lack of communication. O kasama na rin yung wala silang time. No? Kasi nga busy. And the purpose nila, maganda naman kasi that's for the family. But still, as a husband and wife, dapat meron silang time together. Kasi it is the couple who builds the family, of course, with the children. Magsisimula sa magulang yon. So pag walang time together, then that's it. So yung circumstances and also your commitment, it always pulls you apart, no? Kasi sabi niyo, meron siya naman, meron kaming ginagawa. Like in our case, my wife is working a night shift. Ako, daytime ako nag-work, pero sa night din. So we make it sure na meron kaming time together. Like, ito, based on the 21 years of, you know, husband and wife relationship, marami kong experience. And also, they're attending seminars and, you know. And ang isang natutunan ko is like, the couple should have a couple time. Dapat merong couple time. Na merong, yung couple time is actually a time spent together alone. Oh. So, mahalaga yon kasi yun yung time na, yun, tayong dalawa lang na nag-uusap. Actually, as simple as meron kami is like watching TMC together. Kasi naging season ng 4 o'clock ng hapon. During that time, pick up ko na yung mga anak ko. So, andito na kami sa bahay. So, we watch our favorite noontime show. We have TFC, na Filipino channel. So, yun lang. Masaya na yun. Simple as that. Pero, we make it also like we have the Monday night date. Yung Monday namin.
Okay.
So, we agree. Siya, sabi niya, Monday, free time niya, day off niya. So, that's also my day off. So, meron kami nung couple time.
So, importante na nag-uusap talaga na meron kayong oras together, manood man ng movie or kahit kumain o magluto sa bahay, basta as long as magkasama kayo.
Yes, that's right. Alam mo, magkasama kayo talaga yung spend time. Relationship is, part of the relationship is like, yung being together, merong communication. Communication talaga. Very important yun. Tapos natutunan din namin, aside from couple time, meron din kami sinasabi namin yung mga disruptive things, yung mga nagdi-disrupt ng communication. Like, when we talk, as much as possible, yung mobile phone and anything, dapat nakatabi. Especially when we talk about serious matters. Kasi, yung spend time na nakikinig ka, mahalaga yun sa wife. Mahalaga sa wife, eh. Actually, my wife ang galing sa work. Marami kwento yun. And my sole responsibility is just to listen. Kasi part of that is like recognizing din yung kanyang, yung saya niya, yung joy niya. And I have to listen. At of course, hindi magdali, pero yeah, we make sure na meron kami time to listen to each other's stories na experience mo. So, yun, malaking tulong yan sa amin.
Okay, so una, couple time. Second thing is listening. Yung listening skills na tututunan naman po yan, hindi po ba? Kasi minsan kapag pagod ka na, parang ang hirap makinig sa partner mo.
And you listen not to fix things. Kasi minsan, nakikinig ka, tapos huwag nagbibigay ka na ng advice mo doon sa topic. Actually, you don't need that. You just listen and then that's it. Nasabi niya. And that also builds intimacy sa inyong dalawa. Kasi you are also giving time na, wow, yung wife ko, masaya siya doon. At nalalaman mo yung whereabouts, especially the whole day, nalalaman mo. So alam mo rin kung ano yung gusto niya. And yung third thing nga is actually yung quick connection. It's called quick connection. Yun lang yung mga nag-send ka ng messages na sweetheart, I love you. Text message. You know, you don't need the one whole day to do that. Just a minute lang. You know, a minute of, you know, sending her a text message of I love you with emoji na, you know, may dumalabas na puso. Ang laking ano sa kanya. It only take a minute, but it got a long-lasting effect do sa relationship nyo. Kumusta ka na, sweet? Andito na ako. Yung mga ganun ba? Very ano yan. Kaya, like asking about do you like some coffee, sweet? Some coffee. Yeah.
Service.
My wife gusto niya kasi gusto niya turon.
Turon,
so,
wow.
Yeah, turon na sagyos. I'll make it sure na meron akong naka-imbak na kung gumagawa ako ng turon, naka-imbak na yun sa fridge. Tapos naglalabas ako ng 5-5 paghapon. Luto ako na siya pagdating na galing sa trabaho. So that's very quick, but yeah, as I said, unlocking tulong. Tsaka yung appreciation. You appreciate your wife. Doon sa kanyang yung mga ginagawa niya. Small things. Kasi minsan yung, kasi sabi ko 21 years, we are still in the process. We are not yet arrived, no, doon sa situation. But you're still in the process of knowing, kahit 21 years na kami. So, I make it sure na I realize, pag na-appreciate mo siya, yung response niya sa you, the same thing. You also appreciate ko ano yung mga small things na ginagawa mo. Yun, appreciation is ano, is in that to not to the point naman na pina-flatter mo siya, pero you will appreciate what good is like cooking. Actually, before, din mo siya nagluluto talaga kasi youngest daughter siya. Youngest. So, di siya nagluluto. Pero when she cook one time of ano, okay sa akin kasi I cook a lot. So, pero yung nagluto na siya, at least I said, siya na nagluluto ng dinner namin. Kasi the appreciation caused her to be interested dun sa gagawin niya. Kasi alam niya, natutuwa kami sa luto niya. So that's a good thing. It really builds relationship.
Family na po kayo, may mga anak po kayo. Iba din po yung time ng mga anak ninyo or family time, yung time ng couple time.
Yes. We have, sometimes kasama sila sa couple time, pero most of the time, we have also a separate time with our kids, no? Actually, grown up na nga sila eh. Pero we make it sure na kasama, mag-spend kami ng time sa kanila, like, sometimes meron kami devotion, tapos meron kami, yeah, going out as well. Especially, din sa Australia, ang gagawin mo talaga, kumain lang. So, we spend time eating outside. And kasi pag single ka, wala kang boundary. Pag may wife ka, nahati yung time mo. Pag may children ka, hati, lalong hati. That's why, if the couple is not ano, sensitive dun, even yung loving mo sa children will affect the relationship of husband and wife. Kasi dapat yung, namamanage mo rin yung time nyo na, you have time with your child, but you have also time with each other as a couple. So, kailangan talaga na, although, pag hindi naman nakabakal kami, we have Monday, pwede may reschedule, but we make it so that we have a couple of time kami mag-asawa. Kasi minsan Monday may concert yung anak, we have to go with them. Mm-hmm. And, but we make it so that we also find time na meron kami, in a week, meron kami talagang kami talawin. So it should be intentional.
Oh,
okay. And intentional, at the same time, we have to, you know, make it a realization. Kasi some people, they got the good intention, pero kung yung good intention nag-stay as an intention, that's nothing. Kasi intention lang yun eh, walang action. May action din. So, that's it. So, yun. Simple way.
In managing the chores to do, the work to do, how do you do it with your wife? Nagkakaroon ba kayo ng issue doon?
Ay, ano, actually, ito nga eh. Alam niyo, irony ano namin. Kasi, wala kami talaga yung sa'yo to, akin to.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, wala kami talaga noon. Ang nangyari lang is, yung pag alam kong busy siya, I'll do the work. Pero pag alam yung busy ako, sana, siya yung gawa. Mm-hmm. Although, most of the time, kasi like, ako more on sa market, tapos cooking. Siya, ang inaano niya talaga is like, you know, sa house, cleaning the house, you know, ano niya. Pero wala kaming requirements sa isa't isa na gawin mo yan. Ikaw yan, ako ganito. Mm. Wala kami noon. But, kung saan kami comfortable, saan kami, kumbaga, saan kami magaling, doon kami saan ka dito ako. Something like that.
Usually, di po ba yung lalaki talaga yung nagtatrabaho po? Mm-hmm. Hindi naman po masama, hindi po ba na ang babae nagtatrabaho din? So, sa panahon ngayon, iba na.
Yes, so. Actually, talaga in modern time, yung babae nag-work. Actually, hindi lang para mag-earn ng money, but also it serves yung kanyang, kasi yung work nila na meron siyang good education, and I can also, you know, serve the family by also, you know, work outside sa bahay. So in a way, hindi nakatulong sa personality ng wife kasi naano niya rin yung kanyang skills and talents and gifting. So there's no problem with, you know, working wife. Actually, a good testimony with the children na yung family, they really work together. Maganda kasi mo na rin. Not just for the sake of earning money, but, you know, para lang yung self-worth din nila. Meron silang education. Meron silang education, meron silang nag-aral sila. So gusto rin nilang ma-apply, magamit din. At the same time, nakakatulong siya. At the same time, isa sa family relationship, may kita nila na, yeah, may mom, hindi lang siya pambahay.
Anong payo mo sa mga husbands out there that are listening to us?
The best thing that dapat malaman ng husband is yung principle ni Paul, nang sinasabi niya, he who loves his wife, love himself. Kung mahal mo talaga sarili mo, it's the same thing kung mahal mo sa wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it will start, ako ang principle ko, it will start from the husband. The husband talaga. Kasi kung ang husband is a weak leader, the rest will follow. The husband will lead. Of course, the wife, marami sa ano, pero it will come from the husband. Alam mo, somebody asked me, sabi nila, what is your greatest fear in life? Sabi ko, ang fear ko lang is yung divorce. Na mag-divorce kami mag-asawa, mag-asawa, kaya yung mawala siya. That's my greatest fear. Mm-hmm. And that's why taking opportunity na I will serve, I will love my wife. Although, sabi nga, hindi kami protecto, we are still in the process, binibuild kami ng Panginoon. But, yung heart desire namin, especially ako as a husband at the father of the house, talaga, and make it sure na we are on that system na maayos. Of the same thing, hindi naman talaga smooth sailing, pero yung intention, yung love, yung passion mo na I love my family, I love my wife, I love my children. And then everything will follow.
Uh-oh. And your advice po para sa mga wife naman po dyan?
Siguro yung wife is more on, because you know, the need of the husband is respect. And that's biblical at the same time, kahit sabi yung sa social, it's more respect. So, the bayo ko lang sa wife is continue to respect the husband. And part of respect is actually submission.
Mm-hmm.
Na submission in terms of hindi ka nagkasalita. Yung submission na you recognize his authority, you recognize him as a leader of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Because ako, I believe, you know, for that, yung wife, kami ng asawa, matatalino sila. My wife, ano mo, magaling siya. No? Mm-hmm. Then it comes to like the final decision. Dapat ibigay mo na sa asawa. Kasi anong-ano mo, and I'll just follow. Kundi magiging okay yan, follow mo yung, ano ko, yung style ko. Yung. So it will, yung love, yung respect. Sa husband, simple lang, love the wife, that's it. Yun lang pinaka-simplest ano. Kasi, sabi ko, everything will follow if you love your wife. Buti ka sa marriage, eh. Oh. Kasi, ano mo sinasabi mo? Sabi ko, bakit kaya yung love binigay yung command, yung love sa husband? Mm-hmm. But this a wife. Because the wife, ano, nalaman ko, kasi yung wife, I don't know if people will agree with me, pero ang wife, mapagmahal na sila. Mapagmahal na yung babae. And the need of the wife is actually love, assurance, comfort. Alam mo, meron ako nabasa rin, yung when you hug your wife, alam mo, hugging, is there's a release of comfort and peace na binibigyan mo sa wife mo when you hug. Yung kahit di matagal pa sa hug the wife every day, you know, God is dealing all our issues as a couple. Mm. And at the same time, yeah, we just follow ang sabi ng Panginoon sa amin. And I know we will never go wrong. You know, in the path na gusto ng Panginoon. Kasi the way of blessing in a relationship, blessing, the way of, you know, obeying God is the way of blessing.
Ang dami ko ding natutunan. Maraming salamat sa iyong oras.
Salamat din. God bless you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.